Hi, this is Matt Mays, and you're listening to Tell the Band to Go Home on 101.5 UMFM.
got that right. Good afternoon, friends. Welcome to Tell a Band to Go Home. It's UMFM's weekly singer-songwriter show. My name's Jeff here, your host, playing you the good stuff for the next couple of hours. We're pre-recorded well in advance today. So when you're listening, it's like it's friggin' the middle of July already, pretty close. Like, what the hell? How is that possible? It's a ways away for me. So, you know, if anything crazy has happened in the world or anybody, significant has died, maybe I've died, I don't know. Forgive me for not knowing about it yet, 'cause it hasn't happened yet here in the past. Things were so much different here in the past. So, whatever, you know, we'll see how it works out, but, hopefully it's a good show. And if I did die, I hope it's a good last show. My mom's going to hate these jokes. Anyway, we're not going to talk too much about, new stuff for you. I mean, there's some stuff that's new for me and a couple of things that I haven't played here for you for a couple of weeks. So, you know, I got a bit of a backlog of some new music for me. And one or two big events coming up that I'll tell you about. But of course, I know you want to hear about it more. But the reason I'm not around, I'm in Germany, for goodness sake, for the annual Static Roots Festival, the best festival in the world. It's a gathering of like-minded people, the likes of which I have never experienced anywhere, anytime. Just incredible music loving beautiful people from across Europe and the UK and even a few Canadians here and there, and it's a ton of fun. Some American bands come, and it's a ton of fun, and so I'm living out my dreams over there. And if you follow me on social media, you're probably sick of me showing you pictures and videos and what I've been eating, but tough crap, you know, it's my show and I'll brag if I want to. Not there this year, sadly, but always one of my favorites, almost every year, 3 out of 4 years, I guess, yeah. We've had our friend John Bleck over there, my favorite musical discovery by far of the Static Roots Festival, and we've seen some gems, boy. I'm going to play a couple. I might even have to play a two from John Bleck, just because he's been there so many times and been so great. But actually, you know what? No. I'll start it out this way. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Here's one from back in 2016. The first one. Good stuff. John Bleck and the Rats.
I am the night, your water, I am alone. They're calling out my Thank you.
John Black and the Rats there with what's become an annual tradition. Every year, somebody has to do a Neil Young cover. At least one. That first year, I think we had two or three. And I never know whether I should push. Like, I've never asked somebody to play a Neil Young cover. They just do it. They don't play Springsteen covers. They play Neil Young covers. I don't think it's for my benefit. And it's a tradition I kind of want to continue, but I don't know if I should meddle or just let nature take its course and see how long we can hold out. 4 years. That's pretty good with a Neil Young cover every year. What are the chances? I don't know. I guess we'll have to wait and see. But there's a few gems from over the years. Couple there from John Black and the Rats. That was, of course, Neil's Don't Let It Bring You Down. Before that, in the middle of that little sandwich there, the filling, was Anthony DaCosta and the Sentimentals. They were so good. A song called Talking to You, and off the top, Calling Out My Name from John Black and the Rats. There's always a strong Canadian contingent at the festival. Of course, Dietmar has a strong love of Canadian music. And, well, I thought we'd revisit a few of my favorite Canadian highlights, including one who's coming to Winnipeg to play my welcome home party. We'll talk about that after. But here, from our last festival in 2019, one of the most amazing experiences I've ever had in my entire life. And I've seen this guy a dozen times. Always great, no doubt. There's no doubt in that. But I don't know, there was something special going on there. He just had that room absolutely captivated in the palm of his hand. It was like nothing I've ever seen before. It's our good friend Joe Nolan. Listen to this crowd. I mean, they're going crazy for him.
Searching through this world, babe, like some killer in the night. All them good, good girls, they're all running red lights. I was born on these streets, mom. I was raised up by ones. When it comes to love and losing faith, let it in or let it go. Well, maybe tomorrow we will. Maybe tomorrow we will. Maybe tomorrow we will. I hope we can. Like the wind could never breathe, like the sun could never shine. She goes falling to her knees, yes. I hope someday again she'll rise. Maybe tomorrow we will. Maybe tomorrow we will. Maybe tomorrow we will. Yes, I traveled to those places. No way out once you're in. I saw this angel up in the sky tonight. She brought a message to you and me. All the little beauty in this room tonight. We ain't gotta know what it means.
You wanna try singing?
Thank you.
couldn't get clear. So I threw on my boots and away I run. Just looking for a little bit of atmosphere. Well, I caught me right outside town. There was a pickup truck and a guy named Joe. Asked him if he knew where a man might drown when he ain't got no place else to go. Says, I know a place and it ain't too far, where the beer is cheap and the food's alright. You can rent you a room right over the bar. Pretty sure it's still $25 a night. I said, Joe, that'd be just fine. Feeling so inclined to start drinking in the morning. No, my woman did me wrong. Lonely days ain't gone. No, they're only just beginning. Well, waitress came up and I ordered a draft. Said, you the concierge, and she just laughed. Said, I'm here on the queen's behalf. I'll take the penthouse suite with a four-piece bath. Said, sorry, sir, but you're out of luck. Seems that our penthouse suites are all booked up. Well, I could get you a room with a brick wall view. I said, all right, honey, that'll have to do. I said, girl, that'd be just fine. Street, there is a scene that we get caught up in between, and all the pictures of you I wish I'd never seen come pouring back into my brain every time you walk away. There's a poison line that runs between us every time. Don't know if I want to hold you, charge you with a crime. You had your hair pulled back again. I can't get you off my mind. And I have been moving slow, but I love you just the same, just the same. Every drink and every line, the voice that served to undermine. Today if someone were to ask, she used to be a friend of mine. But I'm still stuck on the tomorrows that we had. Without a doubt, they fall behind. Now a curse, the printed page, a curse, the digital age. Every picture of you that wanders past me unengaged. There was a time not long ago, I never was afraid. Now I fear every day. If this seems strange, change the thing. You may be gone.
did walk through that door. I don't know if my eyes would focus. No, I turned them to the floor. Yeah, I always said it would get better, and I hope it has. I hope it has for you. It's okay, but that really doesn't change a thing. I'd like to introduce you to my good friend, my close collaborator, fellow Torontonian, Chris Bennett on the guitar. Here we go. Thank you. Tell me this.
Ah, there's a Peltaire Lightfoot there, live in Static Roots in 2018. She's coming to town. We'll talk about that in a second. That Stars Over Dakota. All those recorded live at the Static Roots by our good friend Renee, taking care of archiving things for posterity and helping me to keep it all straight. Thanks, Renee. Love that guy. I'm so happy to see him and Goody and Scoppo and, oh, man, so many good people. Of course, Regina. I think Andy's coming. The other Andy's coming. Stephen Stanley Band in there. Things I Wish I'd Never Seen. Now the Stephen Stanley Band, or at least Stephen and Chris, I believe are coming to Winnipeg at the end of August. We're working on it. We're making it happen. It's going to happen one way or the other. End of August. Mark it on your calendar, like 25th, 26th, something like that. I'm hoping to have Stephen Stanley and Chris Bennett in town. And boy, oh boy, am I going to bug you to come to that, because it's going to be good. Jack Marks in there before that. Whatever happened to Jack Marks? What a complete mystery that guy is. Exley's Blues there from his fine set out at the Static Roots. We didn't think he was going to make it. He showed up like just before his set. It's like, we're like, Jack, where are you? We've been looking for you. He's like, why? What am I on? Like, well, you only got like 45 minutes or something. He's like, oh, good. I got time to go and have a drink first. Okay. Thanks for coming, Jack. And Joe Nolan in there maybe tomorrow from his stellar performance. Now, like I said, our pal Tara is coming to town. She's playing the Blue Note Park on Tuesday, July the 12th, which just so happens to be the day after I'm supposed to get back. And if Air Canada doesn't screw me, I hope to be there. Now I laugh because you're almost guaranteed to get screwed by Air Canada these days. The good news is I'm not going to Toronto on the way back. So that might have, you know, that might be a good thing. But it's still Air Canada. So wish me well. Maybe we'll see you at Tara Lightfoot. I sure hope so. Anyway, how about a couple from Tara to get you pumped up for that? Get your tickets Tuesday night, Blue Note Park. Oh, it's going to be good.
I pull you aside just to tell you. nation's capital. You took me out and we played pinball games on shiny old machines. You had your quarters rolled. The high score bells just kept on ringing, 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 ringing. I could feel the heat as we stepped out to the street.
Beauty there. That's the title track to the latest record from Tara Leadfoot. We haven't seen her since that record came out, so I would imagine we'll have to hear some of those songs live for the very first time Tuesday night at the Blue Note Park. Hope to see you there, Air Canada willing. It'll be fine, right? It'll totally be fine. What's to worry? We heard Pinball King in there from New Mistakes and Never Will from Every Time My Mind Runs Wild from one of the great live shows. Also one of the shortest live shows in Canada. Hopefully we'll get some lengthy jams, some good times. I want to go back to the idea of the I was talking about the annual Neil Young cover at the Static Roots Festival, and hey, a couple of our pals of ours just put out a new Neil Young cover the other day. Well, a little while ago, I guess. Something brand new from our pals Madison Violet.
To speak in.
Sierra Farrell once again there. That's Years again from this upcoming tribute record. Comes out in August to John Anderson. Now, I'm perfectly honest. I don't know a thing about John Anderson, really. Wasn't he in Dukes of Hazzard? No, he was in Yes. That's right, Yes. Yes. What was that guy? I don't know. Something Borrowed, Something New, a tribute to John Anderson. We played a bunch of tracks off this, and the list of people involved in this thing is pretty ridiculous. Now, you know, maybe you heard our Tribute to Tributes show a couple of years ago. Tribute records are always a little hit and miss, but there's a lot of good stuff on here already, and more to come, it looks like. So, you know, might be worth checking that one out. And before that, something from the brand new record from Madison Violet. It's called 11. And we heard their Neil Young cover Out on the Weekend. We got some more new music and some other stuff. I have no idea what other stuff, but stick around and hopefully we'll find out by the time the next hour starts. I'm going to get that fixed. Tell the Band to Go Home. We'll return.